Okay, and welcome to July 11th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Happy birthday, Old Man Eloquent. Number 6, John Quincy Adams, was born to John and Abigail Adams in Braintree in 1767. Upon graduating from Harvard, he became a lawyer and was appointed minister to about a half a dozen countries, including Prussia, the Netherlands, Portugal, Russia, and England. According to WhiteHouse.gov, serving under President Monroe, Adams was one of America's great secretaries of state, arranging with England for the joint occupation of the Oregon Country, obtaining from Spain the secession of the Floridas, and formulating with the president the Monroe Doctrine. In 1824, he was tied with Andrew Jackson for the presidential election, and the House of Representatives chose Adams, who only served one term. Adams concentrated his presidential efforts on stitching the Union together via canals and highways, and expanded the nation in arts and science by establishing a national university and other science expeditions. He was defeated in the next election and went to the House of Representatives, as he preferred a more legislative career than the presidency, which he called the four most miserable years of his life. He was nicknamed Publicola for reasons I don't know, and suffered a fatal stroke in 1848. JQA, number 6, died in the Capitol building. Happy birthday, Quincy. And in other early 19th century news, 1804, Aaron Burr beats Hamilton in a duel. And it's about time these two had it out. According to AmericanLibrary.gov, on the morning of July 11th, 1804, Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr raised their dueling pistols and took aim. Hamilton, the former Secretary of Treasury, and Vice President Burr were long-standing political rivals and personal enemies. Burr might have been the president instead of vice president had it not been for Hamilton's interference. When Burr's term as vice president was over, he ran for governor of New York. Hamilton once again prevented Burr from winning by opposing his candidacy. Burr retaliated by challenging Hamilton to a duel. Standing on the heights of Weehawken in New Jersey, Hamilton and Burr fired their pistols. Some people said that Hamilton purposely missed Burr. Burr's shot, however, fatally wounded Hamilton, leading to his death the following day. Aaron Burr escaped unharmed. Hard to believe, but settling differences with the duel had been the custom before the Revolution. In 1804, however, dueling was no longer legal in the state of New York, where both men were political leaders. Burr was indicted for murder, but the charges were later dropped. Fortunately, politicians today use debates and the press to settle their differences. Dueling and other violent acts have never been an intelligent way to solve a problem. In a duel, the loser lost more than just an argument, he lost his life. And finally, 1992, presidential candidate Ross Perot, giving a speech at NAACP, calls a black audience, "You people." Wow. 1877. Happy anniversary, Alexander Graham Bell and Mabel Hubbard. They got married at the Hubbard Estate in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Mabel, like Alexander's mother, was deaf. That's why he made the telephone. And that's it for July 11th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.
I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. I just call to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No